I understand what you are saying. I hear, I see, I get it. I understand what you are saying. I hear what you are saying, I see, I get it. Which one do you say? When you tell someone something, depending on many factors, you are going to get answers that belie their relationship, attitude, to what you told them. I once had a driver, she took me to do my weekly errands. I talked a lot when I was in her car. Her response to most of it was I hear you. That is a non-committal answer, the politest way to say that they consider you noise. That they put up with you speaking. They tolerate you. That some of what you bought with your money is the tolerance. I have students that say, I understand. They took what you said and fitted it into what they already had in their mind, and found a fit. Unless what they understand are the instructions, I know that what I said was wasted, and nothing will happen. The answer I most appreciate is, I see it. In order to say I see it, one must track the dynamic, the interaction, the forces, the whole picture. I see it potentially comes from the observer, aka the witness. Our goal in this work is to live out of the witness, or at least spend most of our time there. In the unfrazzled peace of the witness. In reality. The state you all seem to strive for, the grace, power and fulfillment is only available to you when you are in the witness. And then, when I ask you to locate yourself, you find yourself in the witness, not in your head. Understanding is the booby prize. I.e. no value at all. The problem with all esoteric knowledge, all mystical traditions, all theories, is that they all come from striving for and causing understanding. Send you to the mind, keep you in the mind. To make your prison look bigger, they have painted ceilings, like in the movie Unquote, the Truman Show Unquote, which you should watch, by the way. You all live in a kind of Truman Show. Boring, repetitious, few options, few real risks, no satisfaction. It is not that others forced it on you, like in the real Truman Show. It has been your unconscious choice. You live in your mind. You have visualization, imagination to make it feel more spacious, but it is a prison. Carpeted, wallpapered, pretty, but a prison nevertheless. Your soul that came to play is bored to death. You play wild games, but they are games. You join cults, societies, ashrams. Take consciousness-dulling or consciousness-stimulating substances. But you are doing it inside your prison. You are in that painted dome of a life, and you have theories of how it really is past the painted dome. But you are wrong about everything. You populate the beyond with spirits, good and bad, heaven and hell, gods, angels, but it is still just your imagination. Where you live is in a dome with a painted ceiling. No risk, no life. And then you come to me. You find that I won't respond well to your prison slang. I don't conform to your mode of avoiding being you. Your mode of avoiding being magnificent. Your mode of avoiding being powerful. Avoiding really living. What I teach is useless when you fit it into what you already know. What I teach is completely and totally outside of the mind. It takes a long time to step outside of the mind. It happens easiest when you keep the mind occupied with something, and then you can sneak out. I am not writing this article from the mind, though the brain is moving my fingers, correcting my spelling, but the words don't come from the mind. And more importantly, I am watching the mind from the witness. And it's peaceful there. Lovely. I am watching the feelings coming from the dark side transmissions, all people. Not entities. Today it's been devastation. I see it from the witness position. I feel the feelings, but I am not my feelings, I can just have them. So I am not devastated, though the feelings would suggest that I am. But I have the feelings, I feel the feelings. I am not my feelings. It's much like watching a grieving mother. You see their grief, you may even feel their grief, but you know that it is not yours, and when you go home, you'll be fine. It is not your child that died, it was theirs. You don't have to give up your life to make their life easier, it won't make it easier anyway. I can't teach you how to get out of your mind and into the witness. I can only share what I know, what I did, what worked for me and still works for me today. My articles, especially about free cell, just search for it in the sidebar, and my breathing and meditation calls on the training site, you can listen to the recorded calls, no charge. https://training.bysophie.com You need to register, it's free. Find the videos when you are there. There are many. I call it the new way of connecting or something like that. Most psychological models make a huge mistake, they suggest self-observation, but don't specify how, or through what. The methodology I teach in all my methods is to observe through distinctions, it will make stuff that is normally invisible, visible. The course I am doing next is called Brilliance at Will, Level 2, and I introduce a few distinctions in the webinars The Pebble in Your Shoe. The webinar itself is a workshop, and I use it to select suitable applicants for the Brilliance at Will course. The course is not for everyone. If you insist on understanding, it is not for you. If you can't understand, it is not for you either. The primary requirement to be accepted into that course is to have a desire that doesn't quit. How you know you have it? It gets you into trouble. Core desires unfulfilled get you into a mountain of trouble. If you want to check out the course, get level 2 that teaches you to manage and control your machine.